Welcome to the Intuitive Therapist Podcast with Janice R. Cohen, therapist, clairvoyant, empath, and medium. Listen in as she takes a no-nonsense deep dive into real human struggles and how to resolve them. Janice will share channeled information from her spirit guide team, as well as the angels and archangels, to help you master your emotional, physical, financial, and spiritual destiny. And now, Janice R. Cohen.
Hey, y'all. This is Janice Cohen, the Intuitive Therapist, here on the Intuitive Therapist Podcast. As many of you know, the focus of my practice has shifted significantly to helping women in midlife reignite their passion, purpose, and personal power. And so while this message is targeted towards them predominantly, there are some universal messages within today's episode that'll apply to anybody who is listening today and who's on the search to find their life purpose. You know, it's funny, when I think about the idea of finding purpose, and I think back on my life, it's like finding my life purpose felt so hard. It was a struggle. And from all of the conversations that I've had with women over the years, finding one's life purpose in midlife, it feels as elusive as reaching for that pot of gold and at the end of the rainbow. First, you can't find a rainbow, right? And then that means that you're never going to find that pot of gold at the end of it. So how does a person find their one right true life purpose? What's the magic prayer? What's the mantra to repeat day in and day out to finally have this divine download of the one right thing that you're meant to do? What does a person have to go through to experience, to recover from, to land on their one right only life purpose? So these are the questions that I think about. And I remember thinking these things before I found my, I guess you could say, my one right life true purpose. And I will put that in, I guess, figurative quotes, because as I share some other thoughts with you kind of in a little bit, there really isn't one right life exact purpose for anyone. And so if you're on that search for that one right life purpose, well, I hate to burst your bubble, and maybe this is a relief. You don't have just one life purpose. But if you feel like you found yours, what does that actually give you? Friedrich Nietzsche wrote, and I apologize if I'm butchering his name, is a quote, and he said, "He who has a why to live for can bear almost anyhow." And I picked this quote because it's at the basis of finding your life purpose. There's so many ways that we can live purposeful in our lives. And so I'm going to ask you to shift from thinking about the statement of, I need to find my one right single life purpose, to how can I live life more purposefully? Okay, when you make that shift, when you ask yourself that second question, how can I live my life more purposefully? Then you stop this endless search for this one right only single life purpose. And you say, you know what? Overall, how do I live on purpose? That means with intention. That means focused. That means looking at outcomes, right? So we can, when we think about living life purposefully, right, we can choose to be happy, which is, honestly, if you have studied anything or read any books or listened to anybody who speaks, it's not about finding the thing, like becoming a computer analyst or a therapist or a coach or a business mentor. It's like not any of those things. Those are the vehicle, right? It's the way that gets us to the ideal feeling that we want to have when we are living in our purpose or in purpose or on purpose. And happiness is the main purpose for our existence. So if that's the case, and if that's the truth, that our true purpose is here, is that we're here to be happy, then how do you purposely live to experience happiness on a regular basis, right? So we could choose to be happy in terms of feeling purposeful. We can help others. We can give kindness. We can offer a meal to someone in need. We can give clothes or other items to those who are without. We can use our lives, the struggles we've been through, and the ones that we've overcome to live purposeful lives. And we can do so many things that are equivalent to living purposefully that it's actually endless. So when you get locked into having to find that one right, single, only life purpose for you, you're going to continually find that you won't be able to do that. You're going to spend the rest of your life missing out on all these amazing opportunities to live purposefully. There's a difference. It's a huge difference. And when you get this, hopefully it will shift the course of your life, right? So in truth, the only single best thing that living life with purpose gives us is that it adds meaning to our lives. And in addition to being happy, right, adding meaning is tantamount to living with purpose and having a purpose. So look at your life and how you're living it. Are you living purposefully every day? Stop seeking for this one right, only single life purpose and ask yourself this one question: how can I be of service today so that I can live in purpose and live on purpose? When you can answer that question each and every day, you've just found your life purpose. And again, it can be many things. And you've just added meaning to your life. Ask yourself these questions. Today's podcast is short and sweet. And I also want you to really think about, especially you women in midlife, where you want to go in your lives. I have an upcoming free live training. Just head on over to JaniceRCohen.com, enter your name and email into the pop-up box or where you see on my main page to enter your name and email. You will get on my list and I will start to email you directly about my exciting training that's coming up. It's called Midlife Mentality Makeover. And if you are a friend of mine on Facebook or you're on my Instagram page, you will get notified. So I'm excited to see everybody there. I hope today has been helpful for you. And as always, live intuitively.
Thanks for listening to The Intuitive Therapist. If you like what you heard, the best compliment you can give us is to share this podcast with a friend. And be sure to give us some stars and a favorable review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen in.